It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Blake Shelton says he really misses his bromance with Adam Levine over on The Voice.
I'm just as much in contact with Adam as I have been since we first season on this show. In fact, the other night we ended up on FaceTime together, Adam and I, for like 45 minutes. Just, I don't even know what we talked about. I don't even know what we talked about. I don't even know why we ended up on FaceTime. Yeah, well, we don't see each other anymore, you know, so it was just like we just had a lot to catch up on.
That's a lot of FaceTiming.
I think it's so cute. They're soulmates, the bromance kind. Demi Moore dropping major bombshells. She's claiming in her new memoir that former husband Ashton Kutcher cheated on her not once but twice, and that they often had threesomes and trysts with other people. Now here's Ashton. This is a little while ago going on his social media regarding the split.
There is no gatekeeper of the truth. We are our own editors, and we are our own publishers, and we are our own printers, and thereby people can sort of bastardize the truth in any way, shape, or form that they want.
So she goes on to say that when she was away filming a movie in New York City, she saw media reports that Ashton was cheating on her with a mystery 21-year-old blonde in her home. She confronted him about cheating, and he brought up the threesome in defense, saying, hey, the lines are blurred here once we brought in like a third party. And anyway, it all went awry. She felt sick to her stomach, and they officially filed for divorce 2 years later.
It's so interesting to hear all these details after the fact. Like,
right.
Who would agree to that?
Right, and she was pregnant, and she reveals also that she miscarried his baby because she really has been battling with alcohol, which another. So I want to read this book. This sounds really, really juicy.
Well, I want the audio book. I don't like to read, but you get the point.
Do it in the car. Exactly. Also very juicy. Wendy Williams, a new feud, a brewing with none other than Iggy Azalea. Here's Wendy.
Who's the Australian girl with the fake body?
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea. I said people waited for Iggy Azalea. I don't know. Did people wait for her? But also, even if they waited for her, Iggy Azalea's white.
Okay, so they were discussing Nicki Minaj, her retirement on the show, and then they were talking about how Iggy Azalea took a lengthy hiatus. Okay, so obviously referring to her, the girl with the fake body, didn't sit well with Iggy, who said, who's the crackhead in the halfway house with the gossipy show thing? Going on to say Wendy Williams is a walking Mike Tyson tribal tattoo slapped over a deeply set C-section scar. Okay.
Dude, that's a pretty good comeback. I'm liking where this fight's going.
Shots fired. I will keep you posted because this is nowhere near finished and we know it. Wow. Dennis Rodman revealing that none other than Madonna offered him $20 million to be her baby daddy back in the day.
Well, you know, she asked me that if I got her pregnant, she'll pay me $20 million.
What?
Whatever.
And you were at the gambling at the table?
That's if the baby was born.
$20 million?
Yep.
He should have stayed there for weeks straight.
That's an expensive sperm.
Well, they had a rendezvous in Las Vegas, and Madonna goes over to Dennis and is like, hey, I'm ovulating, and offered him that kind of cash to be the dad, but he didn't go there, and obviously no baby was born. But wouldn't that have been crazy?
That's such a Rodman-Madonna baby?
I know. And don't forget, the 71st Primetime Emmy Awards are going to take place this Sunday, September 22nd. Cannot wait to see, of course, what everybody wears.
Mackenzie with the garbage. Wow. You know what? I'm not sure I really want to talk about what's scheduled to be talked about next. So
we have to talk about this. Okay, so yesterday, we were shooting it, just talking. Joe brings up that he had a sexual dream about a coworker.
Okay.
And it got super uncomfortable, and so we were like, oh, we're bringing this up.
I do not think this is a good idea. Can we not talk? We don't have anything else to talk about?
We're going to talk about this. Well, one, we want to know who it was. We want to know about the dream and if you're going to tell this person.
No, no, and no. It's Joe.
Do you feel guilty? You can't control your dreams, to be fair, but we'll get into it.
It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.